Today, Senate Democrats forced Republicans into a closed session. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada.
Mr. President, enough time has gone by. I demand on behalf of the American people that we understand why these investigations aren't being conducted. And in accordance with Rule 21, I now move that Senate go into closed session.
Mr. President, I second the motion.
Reid wants the President of the Senate to answer questions about intelligence that led to the war in Iraq and ask more questions about the indictment last week of White House aide Scooter Libby. Republican Majority Leader Bill Frist dismissed the Democrats' move as a political stunt.
The United States Senate has been hijacked by the Democratic leadership.
Joining us now is congressional reporter for the Washington Post, Charles Babington. Thanks very much for being with us today. Excuse me, Charles, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. So why did the Democrats do this today?
Well, the Democrats are frustrated that a couple of things. They feel that the information that was connected to the Scooter Libby indictment, you know, the whole question of the whether WMD information was manipulated leading up to the Iraq invasion did not hold the attention of the country as long as it should, and they feel that Congress should have done more oversight. And sort of the context of this is that the Senate Intelligence Committee had said that it would look further into this question, and the Democrats say the time is overdue for that to happen. So that's technically what they're arguing about now.
This was Senator Pat Robertson of Kansas, who had promised, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, had promised a more thorough review after the election, and it never really happened.
That's right. And in a few minutes, Senator Roberts, they just announced a minute ago, right before I came on the air, that the closed session will end in a few minutes and Senator Roberts will come out and talk to us. So I think, you know, he's going to have his rejoinder to the accusations that were made by the ranking Democrat on that committee, Jay Rockefeller.
Remind us, I covered Congress a little bit. I don't remember Rule 21.
You know, apparently it gets used now and then without a lot of a ruckus, but because it's usually on a bipartisan agreement, and it's usually used to discuss some secretive information. It can be used, for example, in dealing with treaties, test arm treaties, and it has happened a few times in the past few years. But what's unusual here, and you heard Senator Frist take great umbrage, was that it was done just by one party without alerting the other party in advance.
And normally done on a bipartisan basis. As a lot of things in the Senate are done on a bipartisan basis. But when the Senate goes into closed session, physically what happens? Do they kick people out of the room?
That's exactly right. They close the doors and they kick almost all staff. Reporters are not allowed on to the floor itself, but we can go into the gallery above. They close all the galleries for visitors, for reporters. They turn off the C-SPAN cameras, make sure that there's no electronic devices. The senators can't bring their cell phones onto the floor. They're not supposed to do that anyway. And they can even sweep, you know, for electronic devices with dogs. I don't know whether they did that this time or not.
Now, Senator Frist said the Democrats have hijacked the Senate. Nevertheless, this does appear to be within the rules.
It's definitely within the rules, and what the Senate can, with a simple majority vote, which of course the Republicans could pull off, they could send the Senate back to its regular order of business. But because the rule allows any one member to stand up at any time and say, "I invoke Rule 21 to go into closed session," then the Democrats could keep doing this over and over and over. So that's kind of the game that got started today.
And if people were looking for maybe a lead up to a fight over a Supreme Court nominee, maybe we saw the beginnings of it today.
Well, that's exactly what Bill Frist and some other Republicans said, is that the Alito nomination looks like a good nomination for the White House, and that the Democrats want to change the subject. Of course, what the Democrats say is that the president nominated Sam Alito, you know, 8 o'clock on Monday morning after a terrible week, including the indictment of Scooter Libby, because he wanted to change the subject. So these accusations are flying back and forth.
In Washington, of all places. Charles Babington, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
Charles Babington reports on Congress for the Washington Post, and he joined us from Capitol Hill. Stay tuned to NPR News for more coverage on this story as it develops through the day. Again, we just heard that the Senate will be coming out of closed session, and Senator Robertson, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, will be speaking to some of the accusations he heard today from Democratic members of the United States Senate about investigating weapons of mass destruction before the war in Iraq. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.